Feeling empty and worn out by the world? Today it's time to trade rumors and hatred for God's truth and love. Nothing compares to Christ. God's word says in Jeremiah 33:2-3, "Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Recently, I visited with a woman who dresses beautifully, makes a lot of money, and lives as someone very successful and recognized according to the world's standards. Her eyes tell a different, sad story. Empty. Disillusioned. She's discovered that everything for which she's worked so hard and sacrificed so much really is not satisfying. It isn't what she thought it would be. She travels, lives in a great house, mothers her picture-perfect kids, and yet feels so empty. Why? She doesn't know Jesus yet. Please pray that she will receive him. You know, on the surface, this lady looks so successful, but she's really poor inside. Destitute. Dead. The world says that if you're successful, you'll look it, but God has a different standard. The right standard. The eternal standard. That's why it's important that instead of being quick to judge by appearances, we need to be quick to love with God's love and discern with his wisdom. We all need Jesus. Sometimes society makes Christians look like losers in the movies, TV shows, etc. Have you noticed that? They're always painted, or almost always painted, as hypocrites, just real jerks that think they're better than other people. Well, that's not true. Real Christians who know Jesus will not be like that. The mature Christians who know Jesus are the ones you wouldn't notice except for their kindness, their love, the fruits of knowing Jesus being displayed vividly in their lives. The world paints a false picture. The world system, fighting and grabbing for lots of money, fame, frequent travels, lust-based relationships, huge houses, power, all cannot replace nor compare to knowing Christ. When you know Christ, you know love. Deep, steadfast, unconditional, incomparable love. Salvation, purpose, joy. For real. I can't say that enough. Contrary to the rumors spread since the Garden of Eden, God is not the enemy, my friends. He loves you. He wants you. He sent Jesus to die in your place, in my place, to conquer the effects of the real enemies of sin, the devil, and death. Repent. Turn from the world system. Turn from sin. Repent and receive Jesus today. You'll never regret it. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." That's love. That's truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus to take the punishment for all that we've done wrong, for rejecting you, for trying to do things the world's way, the enemy's way. Please forgive us. Let us love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts. Please rule our lives. We want to do things your way, and we can do that only by receiving you as Savior and Lord. We rely on you and what you did on the cross for us. We just ask you to rule our lives, every category. We hold nothing back. We surrender everything to you. Please save us and use us to share your love. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for loving us. We release everything into your hands, and we rely on you and you alone for salvation. And Lord, we pray for all those who look so successful and yet are really, really poor inside. Please, Lord, soften their hearts, open their eyes that they would know you. Please draw all these people to yourself. Lord, please, we pray for your best for each person, each prayer request. And we thank you that you are God, you alone. Our God, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Ask the Lord to help you view things from his perspective. Read his word and base your priorities on his. Then remember that Jesus still loves you. There is hope, unstoppable hope in him. In addition to your local church, feel free to send your prayer request 24/7 at prayingpals.org.